Due to COVID-19, you can hear a lot of debate about whether children should go to school or learn virtually. But this is all from the perspective of dealing with a virus. Now I'd like to bring to you what it really means in terms of education. What is the teaching learning paradigm? Let's hear from 2 sixth graders, Sriram Banigalapati, about his viewpoints about classroom learning, and Thea Florencio, who brings a whole different aspect of classroom learning.
I believe that regular schooling is better than homeschooling. My reason is that teachers' jobs are to teach. What I mean by that is teachers went through college, learning how to teach. They learn to teach you in many ways. Some of our teachers teach us using muscle memory, demos, visual learning, and other methods. Parents who aren't teachers don't know all this stuff and might only teach using one method. This is a high chance that this isn't good for them, but they won't have any idea that this is bad. Second, teachers also can spend their full attention on students because that is their job. Parents who aren't teachers have their job to do and won't have to help the child, so a child won't be able to learn so much because the parent might have to take calls or other distracting things. This isn't good for the child because they also would get distracted at the same time, especially if they're young.
What I like about learning in a classroom environment is the visual aspect, frictionless communication, and motivation. The visual aspect, meaning all the posters in the classroom and everything around it. For example, in a math classroom, there are tons of math posters and math-related things. That motivates me to work on math. And more on the motivation part, when I see students around me who are my classmates, my brain associates that with work. And my brain is set to work. Frictionless communication, meaning there is no lost in translation errors, like there are sometimes with something like virtual learning. And you learn and take in information with all your senses. Like some people are better and at learning through hearing. So if we were to watch a video through something like an online class, sometimes it breaks up a lot and then there's a lot of static and friction and that person can't hear it. But in a classroom, it works. Something I also like is how the teachers engage with students. The teachers engage with the students by calling on them and asking questions. The teachers can see if the students are paying attention, and if they're not, they can find out why and what's the most effective way to teach them. Whereas in something like virtual learning, it's hard to know which students are paying attention. So, in conclusion, I like learning in a physical classroom because of the visual aspect, frictionless communication, motivation, and how the teachers engage with students.
It is important for all of us to understand that by virtue of where the social institution of schooling sits, partway between concerns of families, local communities, and larger societal purposes, including a vital economy and a civil democratic society, schooling is and always will be a politically contested space. This is what John Dewey, the father of public education, said. Dewey argued that improving the quality of decision-making in a democratic society depends on the social intelligence of its people. It matters little if some of us know the answer, if all of us are not afforded the opportunities to learn, to inquire, to challenge, and to actively engage in public problem-solving. So the role of decoding education is precisely that. To share the intelligence, to share the knowledge, to foster thinking, to foster inquiry, and to make sure every one of you thinks about student outcomes, whether it looks right, and whether you need to know more.
Now that you've heard about what teaching and learning really means in a classroom and student perspectives, I would like for you to reconsider and rethink how you are going to play this whole concept of virtual learning and classroom learning. Next week, we're going to start having teachers talk about what teaching and learning looks in each grade. looking forward to seeing you and for you to listen to Decoding Education on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m.